Today we celebrate the feast of a very special saint to us, especially since our shrine has the most sacred heart of Jesus at the back, not because he is at the back, but because he protects us. On top and on the bottom, on the side, on the left and on the right, on the front and on the back. And the Sacred Heart of Jesus is most wonderful. Of course, a few years ago, after I had taken over, I had the Sacred Heart statue restored. When I first came here, he was wearing polka dots, gold polka dots. I have pictures somewhere. It was disgusting and ridiculous. How on earth the priest allowed it, I do not know, but I would not. So I had St. Stephen and the Sacred Heart and the St. Stephen and the parish hall restored by professional artists who did a magnificent job. Our Lord would never have worn polka dots. But of course, we have the Sacred Heart because of today's feast. Today we celebrate the feast of the Visitandine nun, St. Mary, Margaret Mary Alacoque, born in France, in Burgundy, and of a holy Catholic family. Her mother died when she was a child. It seems like a lot of these saints, their mothers die when they were very, very young. And it seems like that way God decides to put someone in their lives, whether it be a priest or a nun or someone else that will take care of them and bring that vocation to fruition. Suffering, after all, is the only way to heaven. And so, with this suffering, when she was sent to a convent of the Benedictines for schooling, and then when she was in her early 20s, she joined the Visitation nuns at Paray-le-Monial. And it was there that she spent the rest of her life till she died around the age of 45 or so in 1690. She, very, very soon, they say that at the age of 10, she began to experience mystical visions. Only God knows. And of course, we are always told never to seek mystical visions. They need to be given by God, freely given by God. And when they are, of course, we need to present them to our spiritual director in order that he can ascertain that they are not self-willed or from the devil, who can appear even as Christ if he so wants. So we must be always careful about this. So in the meantime, she joined the Visitandines, and then not long after, she began to receive the visions of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. And she told her superior, and the superior laughed at it and forbade it. And for several years, nobody listened to her. And a lot of people, if somebody does that to them, they'll give up, or maybe they'll leave and quit. And that is not, if it's real, it will persevere. Only those who persevere will enter heaven. And so she continued, and then there was a new Mother Superior. And then at that time, a very, very special priest, who is a saint now, St. Claude de la Colombière, was sent to the monastery as the confessor and thus spiritual director of the monastery. And that's a very difficult job, to be the spiritual director and confessor of nuns. And of course, there would have been many nuns, not just 10, but probably 100, maybe 150, not like today. And so he listened to her, and they conversed, and he realized that what she was saying was real. The Sacred Heart had appeared to her on many occasions, and had complained of the thing that he complains even today, the indifference of man. That no matter what he's done for us, no matter what he still does for us, we don't care. We are indifferent to it. We are indifferent to his petitions, to his desires, to his will. So he was most aggrieved, and he appeared with the Sacred Heart on his chest, visible, surrounded by flames and a crown of thorns. Flames for the fire of divine love, the crown of thorns, because it is by his passion and death that he gains our salvation. And so today, in a very special way, and one of the things that he had her do was the first Fridays of the month, which we still do, and then also Holy Hour, which we do once a month at least, and then each of us can do it on his own or her own. But especially during Lent, we have the Holy Hour every single week. And so he wants us to be before him, to kneel if possible, and to be before him humbly and subject ourselves totally to his divine love. Only he who is fully subjected to him and to his divine love will find the path of eternal life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.